Right now, I've been joined by royalty. Well, she looks like royalty anyway. It's Helen Sinclair, isn't it?
It is. MBE. Right.
MBE. Are you, MBE. How long have you had the MBE?
It was on the 1st of May last year.
Well, congratulations
Thank
on
you.
That.
Thank you. I'm a very enthusiastic recipient, and it was a fabulous treat.
Well, good for you.
Thank you.
Good for you. Now, you're from Friends of the Animals, and you've got so much you want to tell us about. You want to tell us about fish hooks, you want to tell us about bricks, and there's something we could be here all day.
But, we could indeed.
What do you want to start with first?
I'll start with fish hooks, please. I'd like to tell everyone about a £7,000 fish hook, which is pretty expensive. Had a call one day last week from a lady in Southsea. This is a young lady on her own apart from two small children and three dogs. She was walking on East Knee Beach, which isn't very far from here at all, and one of the dogs became entangled in fishing line and hooks. Someone on the beach came to her aid and managed to get her the one hook out of the dog's paw. This was no mean feat, as you will appreciate, because they're barbed. The little dog we're talking about is named Darcy. She's 11 months old, and she's a little spaniel crossed with a sausage dog. So only a little sweet dog, a little cute dog, in great pain, as you will appreciate. Worse than the one in the paw, she'd actually swallowed a hook with fishing line attached. Initially, I'm afraid they didn't realise what it was and tried to pull it out. And of course, that causes massive damage very quickly. Cut a long story short, the lady took this little dog to her vets in Portsmouth. It was way beyond him after the x-ray, he knew that. So the dog was referred to a specialist vet called Anderson Moores in Winchester. The dog was there for 2 days, really, without them doing very much apart from two endoscopies, neither of which was successful. They didn't manage to retrieve the hook. At this point, all but £30 had gone of her £4,000 insurance. This was a huge problem. The vet was then quoting could be up to another £4,500, making £8,500, all because someone was careless.
Wow, I don't want to say an amazing story, because it's quite a sad story. How's the dog now?
The dog's had surgery. It was the case of third time lucky, but the vet wouldn't operate until I guaranteed in writing that we would underwrite the other £3,000. Much fundraising has gone on. We fundraised more than £1,700 in just a few days. But of course, whilst we're battling for funds, this poor little dog is lying there with a massive hook in its, well, stuck between the esophagus and the gut. Worse still, the lady had been told, this is prior to coming to Friends of the Animals, if she couldn't raise the funds, she would need to take the dog home with antibiotics until such time as she could. As you'll appreciate, the dog would have died a very dreadful death, so I'm very pleased we were able to help.
Well, I'm pleased that you're able to help as well. So it'd be nice to sort of keep in touch with the story as well. How can we help then? Fish hooks, yeah, okay. Come on, people, be a bit more sensible where you put things. Not just fish hooks, I would imagine. You know, we chuck glass things down as well. But fish hooks, wow, that's, you know, we've got to be more careful, haven't we?
We really have. And if you actually handle a fish hook, if you haven't, you will be surprised. Real big barbs on them. There were three on this, and the vet had to ply them off once the dog was opened up to retrieve it at all. The dog has now gone home to Southsea, very sore indeed, very swollen, and with a massive incision. The lady is incredibly grateful to everything that our supporters have done for this dog. They literally saved the dog's life. And when the dog's a bit better, she intends to come over to the island to thank our supporters.
Okay, well, you're going to come back again at some point, and you're going to give us an update on that. Shall we turn to a bit more of a bit more of a happier story? You've got we talk bricks now.
I'd love to talk bricks.
Let's talk bricks then.
Now, as many people will know from details in the press and when I was in Vectis Radio last time, we're situated on Riverway in Newport, next door to the hospice warehouse. We've been there 4.5 years, which means we've got just 18 months to go of our 6-year lease, and the owner has said that he is going to sell at the end of the lease. Now, the premises suit us ideally. They're in Newport, which is where we choose to be. all on the ground floor, which, considering we have some very heavy equipment indeed, is important to us. And we've got great parking, so lots of reasons for wanting to stay into Newport. It is also now the charity's head office, brought down from Birmingham just over a year ago. We worked out how much we would need to buy premises like that. And you can't really just put out an appeal saying, please send a donation towards helping us buy somewhere. So what we did, we got in a builder who calculated the number of bricks in that building. And it works out to raise 200,000, we would need to do it in £10 bricks. And I'm delighted to say in 6 weeks, we are up to 31,000 odd.
Good grief.
In fact, £31,640, which is fabulous. But it does mean there's 168,360 still to go. So when you hear it like that, and the clock is still ticking, of course, we still need to keep our pressure up.
Absolutely. That's phenomenal. In 6 weeks.
Yes, and that's in addition to all the other money we have to bring in for veterinary treatment.
Sure. So you need 200,000 and you've got X amount. How much time left have you got?
We've got about 17 months to go.
17 months to go. Okay. So, that's fantastic. I think that's doable, isn't it?
I hope so. We've had amazing support. We've got one supporter in Washington, D.C. They sent £100. And we've got a bus driver named Claude Sillivant, who's in Sydney, Australia. And he purchased 10 bricks, so he sent £100 too.
Wonderful.
Which is fabulous.
So is it that they get something put on the brick? Do they get their name on the brick?
When we reach the target, everyone's name will be on it'll probably be a scroll done as bricks. Yes, they do.
Fantastic. How can people help out with this?
Please, if you would like to come and see us, please do. If you ring our office in Newport on 522 511, we're there Tuesday to Saturday from 10 a.m. And if you'd like to come and have a look around, ring in advance and I'll make sure someone, hopefully me, of course I'd love to meet our supporters, it would be my great pleasure to show you around.
Fantastic. And do you have a website, obviously?
We do. It's www.friends, that's plural, friendsoftheanimals.co.uk. And if you go onto that site, on the first page you will also see about little Darcy and the fish hook.
Okay, that's wonderful. I mean, the work that you do is absolutely cracking. Let's hope that we can raise the 200,000, because otherwise what's the alternative?
You're gonna there's move? No plan B, we've got to.
Right, okay. No plan B, we're going with plan A. It's going to happen, be positive. Right, okay, so just give out that website again. If you can help out at home buying a brick, £10 a brick, and we need to raise £200,000 here, we're up to 31,000-ish at the moment. We've got 17 months to do it in.
We have.
Okay, so...
And the website, www.friendsoftheanimals.co.uk, or our telephone number, 522-511. And we'd be delighted, of course, if you made a card donation. Please say that it's for the brick appeal. Thank you.
Thank you for coming in and opening our eyes on, the fish hooks and also the bricks as well. And, the work that you do is incredible. Long may it continue. So let's hope we can get to that £200,000 marker well within the 17 months. Otherwise, you're going to have a few more sleepless nights worrying about it. Let's get it sorted out as soon as possible.
Can I mention that we've got a quiz coming up at the Waverley, which will go towards that. This is the Waverley Pub in Carisbrook. Our quizzes, if you haven't been, they are a great format. They don't go on forever, as many do. They start at 7:30 a.m. and by 10 we've finished. To book a table, you would need to ring 522-338. And it's just £3 a person. If you're not in a team, don't worry, we'll fit you in with another person. I nearly said another odd person. I didn't mean that.
Helen, thanks so much for coming in and good luck.
My great pleasure. Thank you.